Today's Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot is Perek, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Dalet, Mishnah Bet. So we've been talking about the way that Mayim become She'uvim only where there was the Rotzen of an individual who had set things up in such a way, let's say he puts Kalim underneath a drain, where over there it's clear that he wants to collect the rainwater, then the only machlokas that we had was, what if the sky clears in between and so on. Here, there's another halacha, and that is in order for something to be a mayim she'uvim, it's not enough that a person should put something under a drain pipe. It has to have a din of a kli, and it has to be in the position that it would usually be used as a kli. So let's say somebody takes a tray, and he puts a tray underneath a drain pipe. And now the water splashes onto the tray. Well, can the tray hold water? I mean, just the fact that it flowed over a tray doesn't make it mayim she'uvim. So if you're a meniach a tabla, takat atzinor, im yesh lo levizvez poselet at hamikvah. So if it has this rim that goes all around, see, it's just a low rim, but that means that it will hold water in the tray, then it's considered to be a kli vis-a-vis the din of mayim she'uvim. But if it's just a flat tray, even though it's a kli, because remember, the clay matachot, when it comes to the dinam of tumah v'tahira, does not need to have a levizvez in order to be considered to be a kli. It's a kli, and it's only pshute kli eitz that would require levizvez. But if it's made out of metal, there would be no problem, right? But when it comes to the dinam of the mikvah, it's not a function of tumah v'tahira. It's a function of the shem kli. And therefore, over here, in order to be a shem kli for mayim she'uvim, of course it needs a beit kibul, because otherwise we don't view it as she'uv. And therefore, im lav in a poselet et hamikvah. So this is a fascinating idea, that we have dinim of kelim. However, you'll see more of this later, it's not precisely the same dinim of kelim. Because in this case, without a vizvez, it's not going to pass on the mikvah. What's more, if he took this tray that does have a levizvez, and he puts it on its side, so it's underneath the drain, and now when the water will come out of the drain, it's going to do a nice job of cleaning off this tray. Okay, you don't have running water in the house. This is always a good idea to have the running off of the tray. So, even though in that case, obviously there's still going to be water that's going to be trapped inside the little bit of the levizvez that's still in a little bit of an angle, so it can trap the water. So here you would think it has a din of a kli, and it also has an actual ability to hold water, so that would make it a real mayim she'uvim. No, it wouldn't matter if it does have a levizvez or it doesn't have a levizvez. Ben kach hu ben kach, eina poselet et hamikvah. It would not pass on the mikvah because of the fact that it's not put there in the way that it would normally be sha'uf. So even though there's water that might be caught in the edge on the angle, that's not considered to make it mayim she'uvim. Hey Akiva, you might remember that when we were in Shabbos in Durban together, they actually had a collection of the rainwater that was coming down into barrels to use for the garden that they had over there. So it's actually was once upon a time a pretty common way of making sure that you'd use your water well. And of course, Gavi will remember the way that Doc used to collect his water also was from a drain pipe. So, okay, very good. Shall we go ahead since this is such a short Mishnah? No, it's actually, he's right. It's actually past our time. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, to be continued.